I'll get into some baseball stuff later on. It's going to be something that I'm sure a lot of people don't want to talk about, but it's a scary thought that hit my mind. But by the way, this from Trevor Plouffe, who, is he still in the league? I forget. But Trevor Plouffe, if anything, former baseball player, is hearing that four more Cardinals players tested positive for COVID. That came out 5 minutes ago. So if that is true, the Cardinals, they postponed their game yesterday because they thought it was just the two players. And they did like all this contact tracing, and they're like, oh no, it was just these two guys. So be prepared to play Saturday. They were supposed to play today. They're supposed to play a doubleheader tomorrow against the Brewers. If that's true, if those four players tested positive, the game's not happening tonight. And Rob Manfred, and I'm only saying this because this news literally just came out from Trevor Plouffe. Rob Manfred said last night, he called Tony Clark, president of the MLB Players Association, and said, if we don't get this in line, this season will get canceled. It's been one damn week. Philly's opening day was 8 days ago. Philly's played three games since then. Opening night was 9 days ago. We already have, you have to do contact tracing now with the St. Louis Cardinals. I think the Cardinals played the Twins recently, so you have to now look at all the teams that they played. They had to do the testing. This is not good. We laughed about the bubble because of the jokes that we could make, but the bubble was the real thing, the real deal. The bubble is what will work. NFL, take notes, because again, if this is true, where now six Cardinals players will have tested positive, and now you have to do all the contact tracing, baseball is going to come to a halt. Jeff Passan, I don't know if this was overnight or whatever, but Jeff Passan had a quick little hit, MLB insider for ESPN. And apparently there were text exchanges from players, I'm guessing probably the team leader, let's just say Bryce Harper for the Phillies. But the team leaders were apparently texting each other saying, yo, we have to follow these protocols. Even though Major League Baseball was so dumb, so stupid, to not have any protocol about not leaving your hotel until after the Marlins players have 18 positive tests. Like, Rob Manfred, you suck. You suck, Rob Manfred. Man, you're dumb. You're a terrible commissioner. But anyways, the players were texting back and forth with one another. Other teams, not just within the Phillies, not just within the Braves, other teams were texting one another saying, all right, we got to follow these protocols or they're going to shut down our league. And if they shut down the league, all those labor negotiations that we dealt with, I don't know what the fine print says. I don't know if they get paid. So we'll see. But all I know is players better start following the protocols that they gave or this season's coming to a halt. And the good news is that no players on the Philadelphia Phillies have tested positive for COVID-19. Again, I think it was a little too quick to postpone the games this weekend. But the Phillies are scheduled to face the Marlins on Tuesday. So the team that they started the season with, and, you know, that, man, going losing 2 of 3 feels like ages ago. But the team that they started the season with, and then obviously that team had their COVID issues, they're supposed to play the game on Tuesday. But where are they going to play them? I'm not going to Miami. That's where they're supposed to play. If I'm any member of the Phillies, I'm not going to Miami. Marlins have to come up here. And what do you know? It's the same thing. The Marlins, who have already went back to Miami, they did the buses. They took off. I think it was last night.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Marlins have to come back up. What happens? What if they do it again? It's the same thing. Man, Rob Manfred, you're dumb. Whatever. B-Hawk, Philadelphia. What's up, B-Hawk?
Yo, Drew, what's going on, man?
What's up, man? Thanks for calling.
Man, this virus, bro. Man, you know what we all want. This song, man.
Yeah, anyway, this is bad, but at least we feel great. Good about the bubbles, Sixers and, you know, NBA and NHL. Yeah. We're gonna have to go through the playoffs. That's great.
Yeah, man. Health and safety, everybody. But the MLB was stupid for not having the bubble. Not that it was the dumbest thing. And, you know, it's just crazy. But anyway, I'll tell you one thing. I'll tell you somebody that can hit. I watched that Mavericks and Rockets game last night, baby. Trey Burke went 7-for-7, man.
Yeah, I still question Brett Brown and whether or not he's a good coach for a lot of reasons. God. And that was one of them. You telling me Trey Burke couldn't play any bit of a role on this team? You're telling me that Howell Neto was a better option for you when Ben Simmons needed to go onto the bench, or whenever you wanted to run that, you know, that second point guard position where Simmons would play the four during the regular season? You're telling me that Howell Neto was the better option because analytics and statistics tell you that he's a better three-point shooter? Well, Trey Burke's a better all-around basketball player, and you're right. Even though the Mavericks lost late yesterday, Trey Burke played pretty damn well, and he just got picked up out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere. That's what systems – I mean, our products, man. Luau, Timothy Luau, remember him? He had 25 off the bench for the Nets.
I'm not worried about him.
I don't worry about him, but even still, like – you couldn't find a way to even keep a Bobby or keeping Trey Burke was the one. How many callers screamed Trey Burke last year? All season long, and you let something like that walk. And he can go off the dribble. He's hitting on the catch and shoot. And I'm like, bro, but we're going to see what it is tonight. It is exciting to see and to see Ben at the four. I'm also seeing how Embiid moves around. You know, we all going to be monitoring Embiid and seeing how this whole thing fizzles out. But this is crazy. How many countless times we see our products go somewhere else, even though, like, the Mavs lost, and I'm a huge fan of it. I love watching Luka and them. How many times we got to see our products go somewhere and just flourish? Game one.
Yeah, I mean, I'll say this. The TLC thing, the Timothy Luau Cabro, he's playing with the Nets, where, again, they called me to play point guard. So TLC can take as many jump shots as he wants. He can go 5 of 50 if he wants. That Brooklyn Nets team is so depleted.
Yeah, but that Trey Burke, I can't even count how many times you and callers called up and said, Trey Burke, Trey Burke, Trey Burke.
It just made no sense. He was that perfect off, you know, he could play off the ball or you could make Simmons off the ball or he comes off the bench. But no, for some reason, analytics told Brett Brown, and I'm comfortable with saying that, analytics told Brett Brown that Howell Neto was the better option.
Well, we're going to play. Hopefully we got some shake tonight, man. And, yo, bro, I posted up. I just went out last night just to get out and went to a spot. Man, it felt good just to be there by myself. I didn't even care, man. I'm going to do the same thing tonight, bro. But, man, God bless, man. And we back at it.
All right, just make sure it's not Magic City, all right?
Oh, no, man. I'm probably going to the local champs or something.
All right. I'll talk to you later, B-Hawk. Yeah. At Magic City. It's bad news. All because of the wings, apparently. Just the wings, Josh. Just the wings. 610-632-0975. So here's the deal. We have wide open lines for the first time all show. 610-632-0975. I'll update everything coming up because we're getting news in baseball. St. Louis Cardinals are having multiple players testing positive COVID-19. But I'm going to ask a question about the Phillies, too, and how you would handle them getting kicked out of the league for this year. Now, fortunately, all the tests came back negative this morning, so it may be a moot point, but I got to bring it up anyway. So the Phillies, we'll open that up coming up. Sixers on the table. Flyers on the table. Sixers are back. Flyers are back tomorrow. 610-632-0975. And I'm going to tell you something that I did for the first time in my life this morning, and it made me feel like a dope. But I know I'm not alone, and I'm going to get Josh Ravick's thoughts on all this stuff. Again, 610-632-0975. Andrew Salchun is taking you till noon right here on The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.